It's 5 o'clock. I'm going to call the Clay Street Cemetery Commission to order. If you can call roll, please. Cole?
Here.
And Jess Desmond?
Here.
Aldine Kilborn?
Here.
Janet Richardson?
Here.
Julie Jones?
Here.
Karen Erickson? I don't see. Amy Stratman?
Here.
And Jeremiah Cotter, I believe, said he would not be here. And I, Colt, chase him here.
Okay. Did everybody have time to look at the minutes? I didn't see, when Colt sent them, I didn't see anything. Anybody have any corrections?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved, George.
I need a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes from the February 4th meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All opposed? Passed. Looking at the agenda, does anybody have anything they want to add? Hearing no comments, I'm going to ask for approval of the agenda as it is.
Yes, I'll move to approve.
Second, Amy.
All those in favor of the agenda as listed?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, citizens' comments. We don't have any citizens here, but did we have any communications to the commission?
I have not had any.
Janet or Amy?
No.
Okay. Events and public relations. Let's start first with the Rotary presentation. Does that April 4th, 24th date work?
Yes, I have it locked in.
Okay, next question is, because I don't know whether it was Janet or Amy or what. Anyway, we were conversing and I think what you asked from us was to come up with some ideas that maybe your Rotary Club could help with. But we sort of thought the program really ought to be about, you know, the cemetery and
no, it can be about cemetery and stuff. If you guys just needed extra help, all I was saying is Rotary could come out and help out. And what we're doing, I opened my mouth, and so I'm in charge of a new group for Rotary.
know how that goes.
And so every month we have a small community service project or two. And so for May, going to the Clay Street Cemetery cleanup day on the 16th is one of the things that I listed. Oh, just okay. So maybe we could get some extra help.
Yeah.
Even though I can't make it, I have a show that day. So, yeah, hopefully more people show up to help you guys out.
Okay. All right.
But a presentation, we have a smart TV. You know, we have it plugged into a laptop, so.
If we just bought a flash drive with
slides.
Yeah, if
we could just throw a flash drive with, like, a PowerPoint presentation or something in there, like, that works really well all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've kind of started working on it. Do you have any ideas, Janet or Amy, for me to work on? Mm-hmm. If you do, send me an email.
Okay.
Cleanup day, we've tentatively scheduled for the 16th of May from 9 to whenever we need to finally close it down. And I don't think other than that, just so that Jeremiah knows, you know, that we're doing that, and he can hopefully have the crew out there ahead of time.
I did post it on Facebook, created an event, and on the city website.
Thank you. Financial update, if you look to the back, there's the very last page. We currently have a balance of $13,869.66. We got the rack cards, and if anybody ever needs more, I have them currently in my garage. So,
I have a stack as well.
Yeah. So, okay. Any questions about the budget that's listed on the last page? Do you know, Amy, about the Wilcox, the family with the marker? Have they indicated when? Because Janet, that's the one we want to see if we can get ordered, correct?
Yeah, under new business, I put if we could get a small order in to hopefully get it in before the end of the season this summer, then that could be one of them, you know.
Okay. I guess just kind of moving on to unfinished business is the existing querying monuments order. I'm assuming that, Julie, have you heard anything more? Because Janet sent it back, I know.
Yeah, it's just in production. We don't have a date for its arrival yet.
Okay.
But I rattled their cage this week, so I'm hoping to hear back with a timeline. I don't have any information today.
Okay, well, that's fine. I guess I kind of agree with Janet. She's helped me a little bit on a second one that I thought I was done with, and then obviously I'm not quite done with. But, Amy, do you have any that you might be add?
Yes, I can add if you need more meat.
Yeah, we definitely need more.
Yes, I can wrap some up.
So we've got 7 total right now, including the 2 Aldine just sent me, and the one that for the Frank Anderson. So we have 7 total, and I don't know how big we want to do, you know, 10 or 15 at the most.
In. Julie, can you ask them what's the minimum on the pallet to ship? Or what's the, maybe I should say the maximum, you know, like, so.
There's no minimum.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying? Is if, say it was 12. I mean, I just don't know. Every time you look at a pallet, to me it looks similar, but I couldn't tell you exactly what that was.
Okay. So how many before they split it to a new pallet? Okay. I'll find out.
Thanks. And maybe you can just email that to Janet or one of us so that we got some idea.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Anything for open agenda?
On Monday at the city council meeting, so you don't hear about it later and say, well, what the heck, Colt? Why didn't you tell us? Resolution 5205, honoring the Clay Street Cemetery Commission, would be, I assume, passed. I don't see why it wouldn't be. But just so you're aware, Councilmember Cleworth felt strongly that that was an appropriate thing to do right now. It's been on his mind for a while, and so... it's not something that has a public hearing, and it's not like a ceremonial presentation or anything like that. But if you felt inclined to come and speak during citizens' comments, at least, just say, hey, I saw this was on the agenda, and thank you for recognizing the work we do. If not, that's okay. But just so you're aware, resolutions being passed to honor the commission and the work that you guys do.
Is that this coming Monday?
Monday, 6:30 is the regular start time. So citizens' comments is pretty early on. Or it's available by Zoom if you want. Zoom or the web stream or
okay.
Radio as well.
Thank you.
Welcome. If you want us to just see a copy of it, it should be posted by end of day tomorrow on the city's website under the council meeting calendar. It's got the attached documents for the agenda packet.
So. Oh, okay. Okay. Anybody else? I mean, I know these seem sometimes really short, but the fact that we get together every month, to me, is really important because it's just touching base, and that's really hard to do with an open meetings issue. So I appreciate everybody coming.
I have something.
Yeah.
Okay, so like last year, there was something mentioned about like possible events or something that could possibly happen at the cemetery. If we're interested in having some sort of, like putting it out there that people could have something going on at the cemetery, wouldn't this be a good time to start maybe looking for something that we could arrange to have go on?
I'm trying to understand what you're suggesting goes
so,
on.
What kind of event?
So, I don't know. We had like really, really briefly mentioned last summer, like maybe some sort of arts thing or something going on at the cemetery, but it didn't pan out. Like nothing happened. It was just like an idea that was floating around. And so if we wanted to see more of that, to see more people visiting the cemetery, just because maybe they're interested because they went to this thing and they want to spend a little more time out there or something like that. We could look for some, we could,
you know, I mean, something together. The things that the three of us do is tours of the cemetery. I mean, at least Janet and sometimes me and sometimes Aunt Amy, we're all three out there most days during the summer. And we have people that come in and, you know, we talk to them and everything else. But, I mean, I can't imagine that you would have an art show in the cemetery. I think that's gross, personally.
Depends on the art.
Well, I'm sorry. I just don't think it's an appropriate thing that you do in a historic cemetery. No. You know, you talked about this once, and this does happen in other cemeteries, especially like in New Orleans, where you have tours with people all dressed up like costumes. But in the middle of the summer, first, we're all really swamped. There's only three of us that really, maybe George, but certainly not you, certainly not Karen, to do anything. I mean, we do what we can. And the other issue comes is again, it's a cemetery. It's a historic place for people to come and read the history. It isn't to do something else in there. I mean, it's the reason that you can't take your dog in there, for example, or you're not supposed to. It says no dogs allowed. So people walking their dogs are not supposed to go in there.
Okay.
I mean,
I think what she's asking though is how to schedule an event that she wants to happen or whatever it may be. And so when we do a historical walk, we select a date and we all agree on the date and make sure there's not going to be the lawnmower man there or anything or any other something going on there. For example, we're not going to schedule it during a military event. And then we just have it. So if you want to have a something going on at the cemetery, just select a date, make sure there's nothing else going on, and make it happen.
Yeah, and a reminder that the Ms. Cotter from the National Park Service, I think they're still working on some things for summer plans for the, oh gosh.
The who the knows 250.
No. What's the technical word? Sober quinquennial. I don't know. I had it. Oh, it's in the minutes.
Semi-quincentennial,
yeah. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what actually pans out from there. But, yeah.
You're welcome to try to figure out doing something, Jess, but literally we don't have any time. I mean, we're swamped as it is.
Okay.
So talk to her. Maybe you can come up with some ideas. But again, I think it needs to be appropriate for the historic place, not.
So, if the question is just about what's the process, coming up with a concrete idea.
I was kind of wondering if we were looking at making it an additional space, like what we had talked about last summer. That's all. So, I mean, if it's a no, then it's a no. I mean,
we don't have.
I think what Amy said was pretty, spot on in terms of like how to go about it. If there was an idea,
I mean, there's no place to hold anything if it rains or if it's bad weather or anything else. The shed is not. I mean, you can't even get in there half the time because of the stupid lawnmower.
Right. When we have walks, we might set up the tent, and it's not that easy if you're doing it by yourself. Definitely have to have help.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is. I mean, even when we have the tours, it's a lot of work to just get it set up.
And there's no bathroom, so
yeah, that's the other issue. No bathrooms
so it has
are
to be
a real
a
problem.
Quick, you know, an hour, not too long. You know,
I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're trying to come up with some ideas, but again, if you've got an idea, you can bring it forth and see what you can do with it. Okay. The April 1st meeting, I will be on Zoom, but I will be outside. Okay. Anybody else? Colt, can you possibly check with Erica? She didn't respond to my email today, so I don't know if she's in town or
she's
not.
Erica.
Karen Erickson, yes.
I can. That would be, what, second or third time?
Yeah.
And obviously it's the prerogative of the commission if they wanted to take action regarding
non-attendance.
A member who's you know, not in attendance. If there's someone else who, you know, is interested in serving, or if not, it's that is part of the expectation, is to at least participate or communicate. So I don't think anyone's going to be too heart offended.
Okay. All right. Anything else, anybody? Well, we can adjourn. Thank you.
5:17.